This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Last week, I spoke with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, about something called a capital appreciation bond. They're being used by school districts to borrow money now and leave the bill for later, a bill which can be 10 times the cost of the original loan.
These loans are incredibly expensive on future generations, not the current generation, not the current taxpayers, not the current students, but on the future.
So that sounds almost as stupid to me as going to one of those payday lenders on the corner. Well, it's that last thing I said that irked our next guest, who is a payday lender himself in Kansas City, Missouri. Justin Davis joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, I'm not the first person to make a comment like that about payday loans. Do you think you guys in your industry have gotten a bad rap lately?
I'm sure that there are, just like in any industry, people that deserve that kind of rap. But for me and my business, I try to treat my customers right. I know that there's fees that are incurred from paying a bill late or overdraft fees that occur. And I know that my service is not only competitive with those fees, but in many instances cheaper than those fees. As long as people do the math, then they're not doing something stupid if they're going with the least cost.
Well, what kind of interest rate are you charging on your loans?
The state makes us report it yearly, which is 443.21% a year. That's the term of the loan is 2 weeks, which is 17% for 2 weeks.
17% for 2 weeks. So if I take out a $100 loan today, in 2 weeks, I would owe you $117?
Righto. Whereas if you overdrafted at a bank, at least in Missouri here, $100, and you couldn't pay it for 2 weeks, you get a $34 overdraft charge, which is about the average. And then most banks will charge you a $4 a day continuous overdraft fee.
Well, so there's a study out today, actually, from the Pew Center, which says that the average payday loan borrower ends up indebted for 3 months, paying $520 in finance charges for loans averaging $375. So that doesn't exactly square with what you're telling me.
I don't know if the study compared the alternative of what kind of debt would have been accrued if they didn't use the loan, however they use the loan. I don't think people are taking a loan out just to have it out. It would be kind of silly, right?
So you're saying it's a better alternative for people to go to a payday lender when they're in a situation where they're going to end up incurring big fees by not paying their bills on time?
Yeah, especially if you're going to get your car repoed and lose your job.
Well, Justin Davis, payday lender in Kansas City, Missouri, thank you for writing in and coming in and explaining your beef with what I said on the program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.